Dear President, Your Royal Highness, Commissioner, distinguished guests, welcome to Budapest. First of all, I have to apologize not to speak English. As you know, we are in Budapest, and as you know, each job has duties. And taking into consideration that I'm currently the Prime Minister here in Hungary, I have to use our native language. But those who don't use the translation easily can realize our splendid linguistic isolation. Tisztelt Hölgyeim és Uraim!
Tolmácsberendezéseket azok láthatják, hogy milyen elszigetelt nyelv is vagyunk. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor for Hungary that the Hungarian Academy of Sciences has the honor of welcoming the excellent representatives of the international scientific community, decision makers, those experts who deal with the relationship between science and society, and the members of the press. Many of you might remember that 4 years ago we have met here at the same place. Back then our main topic was the economic crisis, because back then we were working on how we could drag Europe's wagon out of the problems caused by the financial crisis. Here in the countries of Europe, if a leading European politician steps to the podium, then the audience might rest assured that he will talk about migration, the reasons of this new age exodus, of this mass migration and its effect, and about its consequences. We cannot really do anything else. There is an Eastern saying, live interesting times, which is concealed as a blessing, but it is really a curse. We are doing this now in Europe. We are living crazy times here. There is the huge burden of a massive migration on Europe, and the whole world is observing what is happening here. Maybe from due to different reasons, but everybody is shocked. People coming from the Middle East are the ones we have to face, while the depths of Africa are also moving. Many millions of people are about to move. The wish, the urge, and the need to continue their lives somewhere else than where they have started is growing on a global scale. This is one of the largest and mass migration, which is forecasting tragical consequences. We're talking about a new age mass migration that we cannot see the end of. Economic migrants hoping for a better life, immigrants and masses just dragging along together. It is an uncontrolled and unregulated process. Regarding that we're talking about this in front of a scientific community, the most appropriate term would be flooding Europe. And this feeling cannot be mindered by the fact that we can see that they are in an even more difficult situation than we are, those countries that are neighboring the countries in war conflicts. We do not yet feel the weight of facing a challenge that affects our culture, our identity. We are facing, the Western world is facing a challenge that we have not faced yet, and which might break the known forms of our life that we have known so far. So the stake is really big. All that is happening now and that will happen, or that we allow to happen, goes beyond the borders of the Western civilization. This is even true if the main point of the wave of this crisis in the Western world, because it is a cultural world power and world economic new map being drawn. And on this map, if we are not careful, we might see changes which will have far-reaching political and potentially even armed consequences. This is why I say that the migration pressure that we face is of global nature, and the current issues raised by migration are also of global scale, and therefore when managing them and treating them, the whole world should take part. Maintaining peace, controlling large and big changes, and maintaining the stability of political structures is the common interest of all of us, independent of the continent we belong to. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. President, what does this mean for the world scientific community? Let us start by saying that following common sense, we can say that there are basically two types of people. One is who looks at what there is currently, and the other one who looks at what is not there currently. One type is thinking about what of the existing things, and the other type is thinking about what is not yet existing. One type is closed in the problems of the present and is trying to look for the answers from its available resources. The other type takes the starting point according to which the world is always more than what we know of it, and therefore he is ready to ask new questions and to find new answers to them. It is my personal experience that nowadays, in politics, people of the second type are more needed. In this type of thinking, science might be of great help. The point of which is to look for something that we not yet know, that we not yet are familiar with. In crisis time, the importance of those who look at life with these eyes are always increases, and who wish to see something that nobody else has seen before. It is not difficult to see that the crisis is basically nothing else than fearing that we have run out of opportunities, that we do not have the proper knowledge, the strength, or the tools to carry on with the normal daily life. Looking for the answers gives sense, gives the point for our life and for politics as well. We look for the new possibilities coming from new challenges. This is why I believe that this forum and every similar type of meeting and forum has special importance or bears special importance. Ladies and gentlemen, how the world faces the so far unknown challenges depends on the braveness of the actors and the responsibility of the scientific community. Our task is to prove together that we have not run out of possibilities and that we are able to find solutions thanks to which we can overcome global challenges. We all know that real knowledge serves and does not reign. Science looking for something that does not yet exist serves the world and deals with issues which are important to the people. If we look at the issues, or if we look at the task of such forums, then the questions arise naturally, such as sustainable economic development, such as energy production and energy efficiency or management, exploiting natural resources, lands, water reserves, or demographic problems. Questions related to human life standards are also important, and the more developed parts of the world, social challenges resulting from an overuse of products on the poorer part of the world, lack of food, social conflicts, which altogether serve to global migration as well.
Honnan vesztették el a fonalat? Honnan kezdjem újra, és honnantól mondjam angolul?
Mikortól vesztették el? So you lost 2 minutes ago.
Okay.
So, the point I try to explain here is that facing with the challenges I just have mentioned here, it's obvious that there is a need of the cooperation between the political leaders and the people of sciences. If we approach from that angle to the mission of our meeting here, it's easy to define the questions we should deal with. It's a long list. I just mentioned some of the examples. Let's say the future and perspective of economic growth, energy production and energy economy, destroying the environment and overusing our sources. It's enough to remind ourselves to the question of the agriculture soil and the sources of our natural water capacities. I think it's important to deal with the questions which related our style of life. In our more developed world, the challenges coming from the overconsumption of what we need, and in the poorer part of the world, the overpopulation, the scarcity of production of agriculture, and social tensions which has a threat to go to even war and armed conflicts, which are basically the main reason behind the migration we just experienced all around in our continent. So, nekünk, akik ezen a fórumon itt összegyűjtünk.
For us who have gathered here at this forum, scientists, politicians, there is one thing that we should keep in our minds, namely that we should do our tasks by engagement to our objectives. Politics, economics, and science should keep in mind that neither of them can only serve its own purposes. We wish to give solutions to our fellow human beings, and this requires more humbleness than ever before. As I've said, history has moved, and if we are not careful, reality will crush us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are living crazy times. We are rushing towards an uncertain end or an uncertain outcome. And I think everybody knows that nothing good can come out of it. And yet, here in the West at least, people have the feeling that we are not doing enough to prevent this. The responsibility we feel for the common goal has to lead us back to common sense and to elementary self-defense mechanisms which do not allow that the basic values of humanity are ruined by this movement of the whole world. This is what the motto of this conference urges us to do, the enabling power of science. I wish good health, strength, and successful meetings to you in order to be able to carry out this important task jointly. Thank you very much.